PFAS and groundwater. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Per- and polyfluoroalkyl chemicals, more commonly known as PFAS, are a family of human-made chemicals that have been manufactured and used in a variety of industries since the 1940s. They provide water resistance, oil resistance, dirt resistance, and corrosion resistance to a wide range of products, including food wrappers and packaging, clothing, dental floss, nonstick cookware, textiles, and electronics. Exposure to PFAS has been linked to birth defects, thyroid disease, liver disease, kidney disease, and cancer. These chemicals do not break down in the environment and therefore over time become concentrated in plants, animals, and people. According to a new first-of-its-kind study by scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey, more than 20% of the U.S. population could be drinking groundwater contaminated with PFAS. The study, which was recently published in the journal Science, found that those living in the eastern U.S. are particularly likely to be exposed. The study is the first to report national estimates of PFAS in untreated groundwater that supplies drinking water to private and public wells. The USGS research also provides the first estimate of the total number of Americans, anywhere from 71 to 95 million, who might be exposed to this contamination. The researchers note that their estimates merely measure the existence of PFAS before the water has undergone any treatment or filtering, meaning that while they may be present, they may be at very low levels. To find a link to the detailed USGS map showing the probability of PFAS groundwater contamination in your region, visit our website, earthwiseradio.org. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at WAMCpodcasts.org.